Well, hello again there, folks. So I hope you're having a good Christmas holidays, and I thought I'd ease my way back in to doing video content with a little bit something a bit more light-hearted, you know, where it's nice to in the holidays to do something a little bit more cultural and a little bit more knockabout. And I thought I'd take a look at the new Matrix movie, which I didn't go and see. Somebody gave us a link, and it was a decent enough copy, so I watched it. And I noticed that it's getting rightfully like slagged off all over the place. Everybody is saying that it is complete and utter garbage, and it is. It's worse than that. It's just complete shite. But it's one of those things where it's so bad that it starts to get a little bit interesting again, especially when you put it into the wider context of the Matrix itself, the Matrix franchise, because. Whatever you think, the first Matrix movie in particular is iconic, and it does belong to a certain time. It came out in 1999, and obviously the themes of it are digital surveillance, the internet, and all of this. And it also came, so it kind of came out along as the internet was really sort of getting underway, and so it's long been seen as being a cultural standout because it was right on the money. It was really part of the zeitgeist of like the 99 and then into 2000 about what was going on at the time, you know, in the ether. If you've been watching my channel for a while, you know that a running theme that I like to touch on is that my opinion that basically the as far as pop culture was concerned, nothing really happened after 2001. So the Matrix, the original Matrix movie, and then like the kind of crappy sequels, they touch on that as well. And it was as if, in many ways, you could say the Matrix was one of the very few original kind of stories that came out, the original movies that came out, which seemed fresh. I mean, it did seem fresh, and there's a lot of interest in it. But at the same time, even the Matrix itself wasn't a really original sort of concept. These ideas had been around for a long time. Even like a year before the Matrix came out, there was a similar movie which was a lot more gothic called Dark City, which is seems to have fallen by the wayside and been forgotten. And then further back still, the science fiction trope of the brain in the jar, which is basically what the Matrix gets into. That's been around for decades and decades as well. So the Matrix wasn't as original as what people think. And the reason why I've never really sort of spoken about it much is because it's also a movie which has been like dissected to death. Every aspect of it and all of the sort of philosophical puzzles and everything that it throws at your way, which aren't as complicated as what people tend to make out. But the by today's standards, it's a sophisticated movie. And in a way, that's kind of leads us to the new one. The new one, as everybody is saying, it's meta. This is the word I'm probably going to use it too much as well. All of the people like slagging off the new Matrix Resurrections on YouTube, they're all saying like it's meta and it's too meta. It's got its head up its own arse with all of the meta analysis that it's doing on franchises and pop culture and everything like that. And in a way, so I mean, I'm not going to spend too long on the plot because it's a load of crap and it doesn't make sense. Really, what the Matrix 4 is doing is saying, I told you so, you're all losers, and you deserve this offal that we're going to like shovel in your face. So in a way, there's a commentary on movies and on Hollywood itself. Though in the, so Neo, Keanu Reeves is a games developer, a middle-aged kind of software developer, and he developed a super smash hit game series trilogy called The Matrix, which, surprise, surprise, is the original Matrix movies. And so you get this scene where all of the producers are saying, well, that made so much money. And we need to reboot the franchise. Should it be a soft reboot? Should we just remake it? But we need to start milking this cash cow again. And there's a lot of inside nods and winks as they're laying out. And so the difference with something like which it's being compared to the Star Wars kind of rubbishy prequels that they made is that they're kind of acknowledging that this is what they're doing. Whereas, of course, the Star Wars, they have to play it for real. They are going to chuck in all of these tropes and all of these things that you recognize in this huge, big nostalgia fest. But you're just supposed to get this like warm, cozy glow about it all. In The Matrix 4, they're actually telling you exactly what it is that they're doing. And then they're going to go ahead and do it. So then they're going to tell you that we're in this for the money and we are going to reboot the franchise. We're going to make another Matrix movie, which is going to have all of the footage from the originals, and you're going to get a few extra fight sequences. But really, like, this is just a sort of slop that we're dishing out for the masses. And the sort of meta commentary on that, of course, is that they are saying, like, this is now the nature of the Matrix. We can do this because this is the Matrix. So in the end, what they're saying is the Matrix is neoliberalism. And I mean, one of the interesting things that they have done here is that they've replaced the sort of the Kentucky Fried Chicken guy with Doogie Howser. He's now the analyst and he's created another Matrix. And whereas in the original idea, the original concept of the Matrix, the philosophical questions at its heart was free will, and choice. This is the kind of cliches that you hear all of the time when it comes up. And Keanu Reeves standing there saying the problem is choice. And so the architect is gone. But what interests me is that that's a particularly Gen X thing. So you get this kind of transition from Generation X and the early millennials. And then as we go, like, get underway and we head into the 2000s, they've kind of commented on this, because in the new Matrix made by the analyst, it is no longer about free will and that's kind of individualism. Instead, it's about living by a narrative. It's by sort of personal wants. And so the Matrix has figured out that an even safer way, because if you're going to have the Matrix, which is based on free will and choice, it gives rise to the original Neo, which is going to end up bringing the whole thing down. So instead, they've got Neo and Trinity kind of locked in together for personal desire. And what they're really trying to say here is that when you get into the 2000s, that kind of Gen X individualism, the nomad wandering around, that goes away, and what you get, especially with the millennials, is a much more touchy-feely kind of my own story kind of narrative-driven, which is also like provided to them as products by neoliberalism. And this is kind of ironic when you look at, say, the background to the Wachowskis and what's been going on with them, because they are kind of like that kind of self-absorbed, I can be whatever I want, they seem to have took it to the ultimate conclusion, which is another thing that's came in the time between the earlier, the first Matrix and then the new one coming out. And when eventually Neo and Trinity are released, there's another aspect of this, because they... It's kind of like there's a sense to it where you've got these like two Gen Xers in their 50s looking old and out of place, and like Keanu Reeves has got this old man force field because he can't do all of the special moves anymore. You've got like a woman in her 50s, and it's as if they're thinking, what the hell is this? Where are we now? Like, what went wrong? What happened to our world? And this is the same as like, so they've woken up like sort of 20 years later. And this gets back to the point of like there's not been anything new which has emerged, and so this is the commentary that they're kind of, this is the meta commentary that they're trying to get in here with the Matrix, which they're trying to be so clever about, because they're acknowledging that everything is just a reboot and a remake in Hollywood, and that nothing original can actually emerge because that sort of individualism is gone, and now you just pander to what the masses want. And if you're in doubt about what they're doing here, the new kind of weapon that the Matrix uses is to literally turn the normies of who live in this new Matrix, they literally get turned into zombies, just this mindless swarm that gets unleashed upon any rogues and any dissidents. And it's as if they're saying, like, this is what you've become. This is like this is why nothing can emerge. And in a way, it's touching on some things that someone like Mark Fisher, because they are going to be kind of leftists as well. And the left-wing favourite intellectual is Mark Fisher, and he got into this as well, that because of neoliberalism, you can't actually form any new cultural products, because everything will just be commodified. Everything will just be turned into product. Your rebellion will just be turned into a product. And so this is exactly what's happened to the original Matrixes. And this is what they're telling you. They're literally telling you that the new reboot of the Matrix is just a product. I mean, I had a quick look at the other movies that the Matrix 4 would be going up against. So what is it competing against, like, 20 years later? And just a quick rundown, there's a new Spider-Man movie out, there's a James Bond movie, which has just came out a month or so back, there's a Addams Family movie, and then there's something about Tony Soprano, some new reboot of a Tony Soprano thing. And so when Neo and Trinity wake up in the, 2021... they could have also just woken up in like the year 2000, because, or the 2001, because it's all the same movies that are just being regurgitated over and over and over again. Like, they've literally got Doogie Howser from the 90s TV show as the bloke who created all of this. And so their kind of point, I think, is like an unbelievably cynical one, because rather than actually think, how do we get out of this? How do we get out of this trap? How do we get out of this matrix of like where we can't actually create anything new? What they're really doing is saying, like, we made this ourselves. This is our matrix and we're stuck in it forever. The same thing as what people like Mark Fisher of the left would get into as well. And so from that point of view, it's one of the most cynical movies that I've ever made, and it also seems to like absolutely despise the kind of people who are going to get excited and go and see it. All of these people on YouTube who are like asking, like, what's went wrong? Why does it feel so bad? Why is it such a letdown? It's a letdown because they tell you in the first 20 minutes what it is they're going to do, and then they proceed to do it. That's why Morpheus looks crap. That's why the action scenes are crap, because it's a deliberately half-arsed attempt to cash in. But because they've kind of acknowledged that's what they're doing at the start, they think it's clever, and it's this meta-analysis of what's been happening in the 20-odd years since the original movie came out. And they're saying nothing has happened. We are trapped, we are locked in this, just like a dog eating its own sick of endless reboots and sort of relaunches and sequels to prequels of franchises which are decades old by this point. So it's this like really cynical kind of move that they've pulled, where basically they're saying the joke's on you because you're in the Matrix. But I don't think the joke is on us. I think the joke is on them. And by them, I mean the progressive liberal establishment, who've got a complete lockdown on all of the institutions of Hollywood and entertainment and mass media and all of these things. And the problem is they can't create anything. They're all out of ideas, and they've got a lockdown on like ideologically as well. So there's no chance whatsoever of any new rogue ideas going in there. And if you go back to the original premise of the original Matrix movie, what was it? What was the sort of the message? Was that a fake reality is being constructed for you, but you are just a battery in this system. The Matrix has you. The system has you, and it uses you to power itself. And the problem is, they have actually found themselves in the roles of the agents of the Matrix. You think of something like Antifa. You think of all of the kind of the blue ticks on Twitter. You think of the entire system as it exists now. They can't allow for any rogue ideas to get in there. And so that also means that what are they actually going to do? Well, all they can ever do is punch down and punch at their targets. But when they want to give a sort of systemic critique of a system of control, it falls flat and it goes nowhere, because they are the ones that's in control. They are the agents. and the companies that support them are the Matrix, and so they can't really just slag off themselves. And so the more that they have pushed for their own ideology as well, the more emboldened and strengthened the Matrix actually was, which, it, to be fair, is Doogie Howser's Matrix. So there's an acknowledgement of it to some degree, where if you just pander to the individual and you create this sort of these atomized individuals who just get their needs, they can be whatever they want, and then the system will provide that for them. The system will give them their identity rather than them, like in the original one, where they have to formulate their own. And so they've ended up in this position of power with nowhere to go. No new ideas are even allowed to go in there, and they can't create anything. It's just this sterile, boring reboots after reboots after reboots. And then finally, all they can really do is comment on the fact that they've now found themselves in a situation where there's nothing to do but repeat themselves over and over again. The story of the Matrix franchise is also the story of the death of the left in the face of neoliberalism. Yeah, you have a critique of a system of control, which itself gets turned into a product, and so that and commodified. So in the same way that earlier the Che Guevara T-shirt, all of that revolutionary potential and all of that sort of intellectual sort of look at a system of control, the system of control takes it and turns it into a product. And it seems that no matter what they do, there's no way out of the Matrix. And that basically is the cynical and hateful and bankrupt message of the Matrix 4. So I'll catch you later, folks.